Hello and welcome to the eHotelier podcast, bringing you insights from hotel industry leaders around the world.
I'm your host, Matthew Stevens, and today we're going to be talking about revenue management with Damiano from Ideas Revenue Solutions, particularly focused on revenue management systems. Damiano is the Director of Global Advisory Services at Ideas Revenue Solutions, based in Milan, Italy. Damiano leads a global team of professionals who strategically support the travel and hospitality industries in embracing automation and finding the winning balance between people, processes, and technology. Damiano previously spent 16 years with IHG and is also a member of the Revenue Optimization Board with HSMAI Europe. Welcome, Damiano.
Thank you very much. Welcome to you, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me today. Our revenue managers are under immense pressure today to maximize revenue in a period of challenging economic conditions. When we look at the discipline of revenue management and the role of revenue managers before COVID-19, why do you think they are struggling to secure a leadership role in the commercial area?
Well, that's a very good question. And first of all, thank you for inviting me today. So I'm, as you said before, I'm, you know, almost 20 years in the hotel industry, and you know, revenue management made actually my hair white. You know, so you can't see it, but it is true. So you know, jokes aside, you know, with almost 20 years of experience in the industry, so I contributed to all generations of revenue managers. In fact, so. From the Excel guru, you know, to the channel manager experts when we were supposed to manage inventory in 10 different sites simultaneously. You know, from early adopter of, you know, automations and system integration like PMS, RMS, and CRS, you know, during my time at IG to today's environment where really artificial intelligence and machine learning, you know, is gaining grounds and where automation in some sort actually should be in place in every single hotel. So I'm always been fascinated, as you said, you know, the combination of human assets and the synergy, I would say, from, you know, between human asset and technology. And, you know, Ideas is a perfect spot for me. So I did join Ideas last year in March, as you said, and being, you know, part of the advisory services team. So, you know, I believe that revenue managers long suffered, you know, the reputation of being too analytical, if you wish, or number crunchers or introvert analyst, you know, but, you know, also for being the ones facing the facts, you know, rather than the emotions. And we know that this might be disturbing sometimes. So I still remember when I was reporting to the sales director and then to the sales and marketing director. And finally, directly to the chief commercial officers as peer, you know, of the director of sales and marketing. Of, you know, peer of the director of distribution at that time, you know, once revenue management started really claiming its space. So, you know, times have really changed. And so, you know, why for some of the organization, the evolution is in full steam, right? So, and I'm talking about brands or big brands. I do believe that in many fragmented and immature markets and for many small to medium-sized group of hotels, this might still, you know, be the case. So, so in the end, the technology is only a piece of the puzzle, huh? And often, you know, not the most challenging one. You can buy technology, right? So that's that easy. If you can invest and you understand that is, you know, one of the best investments you can do, this is only a piece of the puzzle. So more often, the biggest challenge is mindset. You know, it's culture, it's, you know, it's revenue management culture. So if the C-level does not really embrace and perceive the importance of having a revenue management data-driven culture, it will always be hard to reach a maturity, you know, in driving not only top-line revenue, but also bottom-line profit. And don't forget, especially today, you probably see it is really back into a cash flow and cost. So that's really the two nightmares that we're just having, you know, with the COVID-19. And back into culture, you know, culture starts also from an educational point of view. So academies and institutes, you know, should evolve as well. And rethink the way revenue management is teach, you know. So why machines are taking over, you know, many of the time-consuming operations, you know, revenue managers should focus on their, you know, soft skills as well, like being a team builder and influencer, for example, a good communicator, you know, taking the leads, you know, leadership, in fact.
Yeah.
So while in some market and some realities, revenue management is gaining, I think, the right spots, in others, it is still struggling. And it might actually take some time, you know, before really gaining the ground that it deserves.
Sure. That executive seat at the table, if you like.
Exactly. I think it really turned into, you know, especially in the last years. I mean, the whole process was ongoing, you know, pre-COVID-19. I think that COVID-19 will probably accelerate all this, but it was already ongoing, was already in progress. You know, it's hospitality sometimes is a bit slow in adopting or changing. So, that's a big point to keep it into consideration.
Sure. So do you think the pandemic's going to threaten the existence of revenue managers? Or it sounds to me like it's going to offer an opportunity to gain the position that they've sought for so long in bringing the revenue management to the executive function.
Well, that's really a great point. So I used to say, you know, in my webinars or interviews, we should always learn from the past, you know, live the present and prepare for the future. So I think every crisis, and we went through many, right? So hopefully, let's keep fingers crossed, this is the biggest one that we just need to go through it. But there will be other crises, right? And crises usually accelerate the change. And I think this is not only for our industry. I think for many other industries as well. So the coronavirus pandemic has been the biggest eye-opener for every function in hospitality as well as every individual probably. So we still had a vast number of revenue professionals operating comfortably right in their silo. We clearly defined boundaries related to their roles and responsibility. So industry-wide demand, you know, was strong and life was good. Well, I think in post-COVID-19 world, this approach will no longer work, I think. So COVID-19 has, you know, allowed us to reevaluate everything we do, you know, from the how to the when. And anyone operating in their comfort zone or getting complacent in around performance really felt the change. So, during this crisis, revenue professional, you know, who embrace the unknown and challenge their status quo early and effectively are bound to succeed. That's probably really the point. And you know, reaction to change are well known from our change management curve, right? So any change, you know, big or small, you know, we move through different stages. So, you know, from shock, denial, anger, blaming others, blaming yourself, you know, then to acceptance, you know, to the new norm, and back to move into an active problem-solving stage, you know, by facing new ways of working. This is really happening right now for many of us. But still, the three pillars of the change management success are really around mindset, toolset, and skill set. So I think you probably seen very often the way Charles Darwin, right, described change. So it's not the strongest or the biggest who will survive, but the ones who are most adaptable to change and the fastest as well. So if you think about the change management curve again, the faster you move from denial to acceptance and then, you know, to problem solving stage, the better. So I think this is the perfect opportunity for all commercial disciplines to work collaboratively in driving the best performance.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned mindset, skill set and tool set. So how will the commercial structure in hospitality change after this? And in terms of the mindset, you've mentioned that your revenue is coming to the forefront. It's really critical now for hotels to be focused on attracting every last guest. And I think as recovery starts, that's going to be more important. Competition's going to get tougher. How should hoteliers be looking to the future in terms of skill set in the revenue management role and also tool set? What should they be looking for to have the tools in the future in order to recover faster, to recover strong and to compete in the future when recovery finally happens?
Yeah, it's a very good point. I think the three elements are playing a role all together, right? So it's like the consolidation we're looking into the commercial area right now. So you can't, I think there's no time to think about, you know, siloed activities or, you know, thinking that the mindset can actually be top and then you don't have the tool set or you don't have the skill set. So I think everything is coming into one place. And so when I think about mindset, it's just what I said before, because it's the culture, right? So you need to have a mindset of changing and just looking at, you know, looking ahead. So forward looking and strategy and strategic thinking is basically what's really changing in the skill set, right? So if you remember, and you are long in the industry as well, but if you know, the skills that were required, you know, at the beginning for a revenue manager was much more hard skills. So I'm talking about, you know, Excel, thinking about, you know, analytical and strategic thinking, which is fine. But what really evolved now is the fact of having soft skills as well in place. So when you're thinking about a strong communicator, a strong team builder, the leadership that we're, you know, talking about, these are the skill sets, I think, that are needed now. And the tool set is, you know, you might have the mindset, you might have the skill set, but you need to have the tool set as well,
sure,
just to make sure that you put in practice what you're just trying, what you're preaching, right, what you're trying to do. So a tool set in this case, you know, if I'm thinking about a revenue management system, I'm still, you know, I'm still surprised that 16% only, you know, worldwide is adopting a kind of revenue management system in their, you know, daily operation. So 16% is very low. If you take out as well the in-house systems, it's back into 12% almost with third parties, you know, systems. So it's, I think, you know, the tool set is the third piece of the puzzle. So you might have the mindset, you need to have the skill set or just develop your skill set somehow, and then you need to have the tools, you know, just to put in practice. And I think with the time, people that invested in these three pillars, right, they will definitely be successful, especially for the next, you know, crisis as well, because don't forget, I mean, there will probably be another one.
There'll be another.
You need just to learn from, you know, from today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we certainly have had pandemics in the past. Fortunately, they've been localized to specific countries or regions, but it seems those regions learned lessons from those pandemics. Let's hope we can learn some lessons and be stronger for the future and more resilient.
Yeah, and what we see as well, you know, today is, you know, this kind of reluctance as well, you know, around data. So we know that historical data are might actually be useless, even though they aren't, I think. But, you know, there's a buzzword around, you know, the useless of historical data. You know, forecasting is very difficult, you know, to have a forecast now, or accurate forecast, if you wish. Mm. But, I mean, don't forget, I mean, hotels, well, we're going to start recovery, right? So they need to be prepared for what's coming, because we know that the business will bounce back anyhow. It's a question of time.
When? Sure.
So when you just think about, you know, this kind of reluctance around data, it's, you know, you still need to optimize your price, right? Even if you, your demand is low, so even the revenue is low, you still have to optimize. You still need to be competitive. You still need just to face your competition. And, you know, back into competition, I think the COVID-19 pushed a lot of people to rethink their comp set as well. And this is what we also asking our hotels to review and rethink their comp sets. So COVID-19 might actually have changed the comp sets landscape for many hotels. So thinking that we have, you know, more than 14,000 hotels around the world, and, you know, we're managing like 2.3 million of rooms. So, you know, there's a big element there that will start again, especially in the recovery phase. And, you know, in the world, there are completely different situation now. So Europe is struggling, you know, Asia is still recovering, you know, America is in between. So, I think that the fact of base your, you know, decision on data and understanding what's really happening and prepare for the future is really essential. So I hope a lot of OTDA will understand that this year.
Yes, I agree. Well, it's great to see that there's light on the horizon with some countries recovering or in the first signs of recovery. Let's hope that that continues and that spreads around the world too. So thank you for joining me today, Damiano. It's for your insights in the role of revenue manager through the COVID-19 pandemic and the recovery into the future.
Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you very much, Matt.
To build your own career or boost your team's performance from basic skills to executive training, visit academy.ehotelier.com. Get 20% off all courses and certifications using the code PODCAST. Thank you for joining us. Check out the latest episodes at ehotelier.com and make sure to subscribe for the latest insights from industry leaders around the world.